The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, December 10th. We'll tell you how the National Guard is stepping up to knock out this latest wave of COVID-19 and another decision from the FDA about booster shots. Also, where some Starbucks workers are now joining a union and what it means for the rest of the service industry. Plus, the verdict for an actor accused of faking a hate crime, new eye drops that are said to actually give you sharper vision, and what Americans Googled most in 2021. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy today. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There are new concerns as COVID-19 cases are rising in the U.S. Even though the case counts, hospitalizations, and deaths are not to levels quite as bad as last winter, they're still up from a couple of months ago. And this time around, things should be easier since the U.S. has new treatments to fight COVID-19 and vaccines to help prevent it. But there's another issue. Nearly 2 years into this pandemic, American healthcare systems are overstretched, and doctors, nurses, and other staff are overworked. So at least 4 states have now called in the National Guard. Indiana, New York, New Hampshire, and Maine are now getting help from hundreds of National Guard members. Some of them are medics already, so they can step in caring for patients. Others will take on non-medical work, like in reception or food service. In New Hampshire, Indiana, and Maine, they're going to hospitals. In New York, they're going to nursing homes and long-term care facilities. And these are just the latest deployments in response to a crisis. Other states say if their case counts keep rising, they too will have to call on the National Guard or FEMA for emergency assistance. Stay tuned. Even more Americans are now eligible for COVID-19 booster shots. The FDA authorized a third dose of the Pfizer vaccine to 16 and 17-year-olds. The CDC signed off, too. So this means those teens can get a booster 6 months after they've gotten their second dose. Americans 18 and up can already get booster shots from Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. But for 16 and 17-year-olds, mixing and matching isn't an option, since for now, Pfizer's vaccines are the only ones authorized for their age group. Even though children are less likely than adults to get severely sick from COVID-19, a small portion of them do, and they can also spread it to others who are more vulnerable. So the FDA decided the benefits of teens getting boosters outweigh any risks from the shots. Remember, there had been some questions about a very rare heart-related side effect in teens and young adults who get the COVID-19 vaccines. Studies have found an increased risk of a type of heart inflammation, especially in young boys. But researchers say it's only been found in a very small number of people, and the cases were usually mild. Most recovered without needing treatment. This week, President Biden gathered officials from more than 100 countries to talk about what he called the defining challenge of our time. He was referring to their effort to defend and strengthen democracy in the face of authoritarian power, like in Russia and China. Every representative invited to the 2-day virtual summit is from a country that holds multi-party elections. China, Russia, and even NATO allies like Turkey and Hungary are not on the list, mostly because their leaders have some authoritarian tendencies. The White House wants other countries to see the U.S. as a more reliable partner than, say, China. The U.S. State Department says all governments at the summit are expected to make commitments and share ideas to do 3 things. 1, counter authoritarianism. 2, combat corruption. And 3, promote respect for human rights. President Biden also announced $424 million to boost democratic governments worldwide. But that still needs to be passed by Congress before it can become a reality. The countries that deliver on their commitments will be invited to a second gathering meant to go even further. Russia and China have condemned the summit, saying the U.S. is stoking division in the world with its so-called Cold War mentality. But President Biden stressed how important it was, saying, quote, "Democracy needs champions." New York City just decided it will let immigrants who are not U.S. citizens vote in local elections. It is now the largest city in the U.S. to make this move. To be clear, though, it only applies to people who are living here legally and paying taxes, but are still not citizens. So those with green cards or the right to work in the U.S. In New York City, that covers more than 800,000 people. Under this new rule, non-citizens will be able to register to vote a year from now, and they will be able to start voting for mayor, council members, and more starting in 2023. That's assuming this rule holds up. Republicans are bashing it, saying it will discourage legal residents from getting citizenship and that it will take power away from citizens. And some are threatening to challenge it in court. But Democrats say non-citizens are still impacted by the outcome of elections, so they should be able to vote. And they are hoping other cities will follow suit. More news is coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Here's your main host, Erica Mandy, to talk about why she loves Rothy's.
It's the holiday season, and what better way to welcome it than with new shoes? From cool flats to sneakers made for adventure, Rothy's has everything you need to start the new year on the right foot. Also perfect for the person on the go, Rothy's spacious, washable bags helping you carry your essentials in style with no stress. And guys, we did not forget about you. Rothy's men's line is now available and features the same level of craftsmanship as the women's line. In fact, the number one word used to describe Rothy's shoes when they surveyed thousands of customers is comfortable. And I agree. I love that I can throw on any of my Rothy's shoes and not worry that my feet will hurt or get blisters. And that was true from day one, yes, right out of the box. So upgrade your closet with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy.
New eye drops hit the market in the U.S. this week that could change the lives of millions of Americans. They're supposed to actually be able to replace reading glasses for anyone who has trouble seeing close up. The drops are called Vuity, and they're FDA approved. People just have to put one drop in each eye, and then in 15 minutes, it should make things look more clear for 6 to 10 hours. In trials, there were some minor side effects, like headaches and red eyes. Researchers found it also works best in people 40 to 55 years old. The drug maker says a 30-day supply will cost about $80. For now, insurance doesn't cover it. A former actor on the show Empire is now a convicted felon. A jury found Jussie Smollett guilty of staging a hate crime against himself. Remember, he was accused of falsely reporting to police that he was the victim of a brutal attack, when really, he orchestrated it. Prosecutors say this was a serious crime, since officers spent about 3,000 hours investigating a fake assault. But Smollett's lawyers say they plan to appeal, since their client still says he actually was beaten, even though two men testified that he paid them to stage the attack for the publicity. Smollett could be punished with up to 3 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. Although, since he has no criminal history, it's possible he only gets probation. Smollett will be sentenced at another court hearing in 2022. The city of Chicago is also suing him to recover the costs of the investigation. For the first time in the 50-year history of Starbucks, some baristas are unionizing. Workers at a cafe in Buffalo, New York, voted in favor of a union under Workers United. One barista who voted yes called it a win, saying it means she and her coworkers will have a bigger voice in their workplace and can negotiate a contract. Starbucks management has been against it, though, saying a union would mess up the company's direct relationship with workers. That said, an analyst from the Wall Street firm MKM Partners told his clients he doesn't think this one decision will make a huge difference for Starbucks' bottom line, but he went on to say a more widespread push toward unions in the restaurant industry could lead to more pay hikes. And that's possible, since some unions pointed to this vote as a sign of growing power of the American worker. This isn't the end of the road for Starbucks either. Three more stores in Buffalo are planning to vote on a union, along with one in Mesa, Arizona. For now, though, the other 9,000 locations around the U.S. will operate as usual. The company formerly known as Facebook is taking its first step into the metaverse. Meta released a new free virtual reality app called Horizon Worlds. When you get into the app, you have three options: play games, attend events, or just hang out. You can explore all kinds of experiences Meta created, plus some community-made spaces, since anyone can build pretty much anything. In the beta testing phase, people held virtual comedy shows, movie nights, concerts, meditation sessions, and more. Everyone you interact with on the app is another real person. That's been a concern for some critics who say Meta already has a hard time removing hate speech and violent images from Facebook and Instagram, so they shouldn't open up another platform to the same issues. But Meta says you do have an option to go into private rooms, block, mute, or report people if you run into trouble. Google released its most popular searches from 2021, and it seems this year, people were especially interested in sports and entertainment. The very top search in the U.S. was NBA, probably because of this year's exciting playoffs when several teams pulled off upset victories. Google also broke it down by category, like memes, for example. The most popular meme of the year was Bernie Sanders in his mittens at the inauguration. People also looked up a lot of song lyrics. The most searched songs were those by Olivia Rodrigo and Taylor Swift. And then there were people who went to Google for movie times or trailers. Black Widow was the most searched movie of the year. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, here's Erica again with a word from our sponsor, Rad Power Bikes.
When was the last time you got on a bike and actually wanted to go up a steep hill? You can with e-bikes. It's probably why you keep hearing about them. People who use Rad Power Bikes say it's completely transformed everyday life. Here's the best part. Because Rad Power Bikes is North America's largest maker of e-bikes, they have models that can get you biking again, even if it's been a long time. If you're wanting to buy a gift for someone who wants to get out more or who just seems to have everything, then hit up radpowerbikes.com and check out their award-winning lineup of e-bikes. They're in stock and ready to ship. That's radpowerbikes.com.
Now back to Feel Good Friday. A Colorado man and his 9-year-old daughter are embracing life on the road and helping people who've lost their homes. For the last 3 years, they've been delivering RVs to families who survived wildfires in California, but their houses did not. It started after they watched news stories about the destructive campfire in 2018. Woody Faircloth and his daughter Luna started looking for RV donors soon after, and they were surprised by how many people wanted to help give them unwanted RVs or their time. Since then, they've personally delivered about 20 RVs to people in need, mostly firefighters, first responders, and veterans. And the duo has helped arrange about 100 donations overall. Faircloth told CBS News it's been special for him to be able to spend the time with his daughter and to make a difference. He also says he feels like the people they help are, quote, part of our family now. And Luna agrees. She told her dad, God and Santa are going to be very proud of us. Erica will be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode about cybersecurity for yourself and your devices, as well as the larger attacks that are considered a national security risk. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thanks for listening and have a great day.